It's Culturology on KAXE. I'm Travis Ryder, joined by Scott Hall. The showy lady's slipper was enacted as the Minnesota state flower February 19th, 1902. The highway between Cass Lake and Black Duck was designated the Lady's Slipper Scenic Byway in the late 1990s. And coming up this weekend in Black Duck and then the following weekend in Cass Lake, a couple of celebrations for the Lady Slipper Scenic Byway. Steve Ross joins us by phone this morning. He's a member of the Lady Slipper Scenic Byway Board, as well as a KAXE volunteer. And he's here to talk with us about some of the events coming up to celebrate the byway. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing really well.
Great.
Now this is... This is a piece of highway that I assume it received this designation as the scenic byway because it must be one of the best showcases for showy lady slipper habitat.
Yeah, it is. We have thousands of showy lady slippers along the corridor of the scenic byway, which runs from Highway 2 just east of Cass Lake, about 7-8 miles, and runs all the way north to Black Duck. And so it runs 20-some miles up there, and all along the ditches and stuff are just packed full of lady slippers. And you can see them in bloom this time of year right now, actually.
Right, late June, early July, kind of peak time to see this particular orchid. And it's nice because it's one of the most rare flowers in the state, and so this is an especially good spot that happens to be a good paved road going through this kind of habitat.
Right.
Now, the road itself is undergoing some reconstruction, isn't it?
Right. Well, what's happening is the road has deteriorated over the years and became almost like an oxcart trail. We had grass growing and stuff, and it's not a road. But right now, they're doing it in three sections, and the southern portion from just north of Highway 2 up to 2 miles north of Pennington is under construction. It is passable, but it's very washboardy and pretty rough, that kind of thing. You're not going to get stuck in it or anything like that. But beyond that, from north of Pennington all the way to Black Duck is still intact. It's all tar and very easy to drive. So that's not a problem. We're generally telling people to go around Cass Lake going up County Road 76 and 33 to get to there. There are maps on our website, Lady Slipper. .org, I believe. So, beyond that, the road north is very good. So, very good viewing of lady slippers, and there's a few spots along the way that are you could pull off. There's not too many of those, so you got to be pretty careful about that. We will have bus tours, though, starting in Black Duck to show you the lady slippers. So,
okay. Now, the highway construction, has that had a lot of impact on the lady slipper habitat?
Well, it would. What we have done, or what the lady slipper committee's done, is dug them up. First, they GPSed where all the lady slippers were, and dug them up, transplanted them in a safe place, and then once the road construction is completed, we will again dig those transplants up and put them back exactly in the same spot that they were, because they take special, you know, the soil has to be right and the light conditions and all that have to be right for it to grow. So it would have impacted if the committee, they hadn't gotten together and with the county and the state and the federal, because it goes through the Chippewa National Forest here, they all got together and did this program and trying to save the lady slippers. So they have done it in another location before, and it has seemed to work very well, and so we're hoping that this will work here too.
So a real cooperative effort to preserve this special habitat. That's good to hear. Steve Ross, member of the Lady Slippers Scenic Byway Board, visiting with us. Now, the events happening this weekend, tell us about the specifics of what's going down on Saturday.
Okay, what we're doing is we're having a celebration to highlight all the culture, the nature, the art that is along and in the corridor of the scenic byway. It goes from Cass Lake to Black Duck and goes through Pennington, and there's a lot of things in between. So what we're doing Saturday is we're having a big event, and it starts at 10 o'clock in Black Duck at the park right in the center of town. So as soon as you come into Black Duck, you can't miss it. There'll be signs all over. You're going to start out with live music. We've got John and Sandy Romer. John is from the Pennington area, and he makes native flutes. And so he's going to start out with a welcoming song that he's written for it. And he'll also have his flutes there. For the music-wise, we've tried to get local artists, so we're trying to feature local people. Ruth Woodward will play, Pelican Railroad will play, Timberline, a local duo, will be playing, and Kitschy Boogie will be playing. We've got all kinds of things. We've got an art around town. It's a walk, and there'll be various artists around town with they'll have their artwork at various locations in Black Duck, and you'll be able to walk around and check those out. There'll also be some kids' activities right at the park. We'll have a big tent there. There'll be food there, history highlights, all kinds of things going on. We've also got bus tours. There'll be $3 for a tour. We've got a great big, it's like a Greyhound bus that'll be taking you through the scenic byway and to a couple of spots, Ravidou, and places that we could actually get out and just actually see the orchids up close. We've got nature walks at Pine Tree Park. You can go to Camp Ravidou, and we'll have an open house, and we'll have walking tours there too. So all kinds of things going on all day at Black Duck and on the scenic byway itself. And then it's also that'll be held on Saturday the 25th. And then we've also got the next week in Cass Lake, we'll be at the Palace Casino. I have a little information booth there. And then at Norway Beach Visitor Center, which is on the south end of the corridor, it's on Cass Lake. We will have our art entries there, and we'll also have a George Ann Maxson, botanist, will be talking about the lady slippers there. And so she'll have a 10 a.m. program, and that'll be Friday and Saturday of July 1st and 2nd. So there's all kinds of things going on. We're hopefully going to make this into an annual event and possibly a week-long event in the years to come. So this is our first annual.
Well, it sounds like a great start to a new tradition, Steve. Coming up this Saturday in Black Duck and the following weekend at the Palace Casino and Norway Beach near Cass Lake. Steve Ross speaking on behalf of the Lady Slippers Scenic Byway Board and the festival coming up this Saturday in Black Duck. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
You bet. Thank you very much, and hope to see you all there.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
LadySlipperScenicByway.org is the address where you can find more, and you can always call KAXE for details about the event this Saturday and next weekend.